Blog Talk Radio.
Faith Class Radio, a syndication of Urban Glory Campaigns. Growing faith, growing God. Visit the song line of www.urbangloricampaigns.words.com.
Lit by the glory of God, a path paved by the Father, steps ordered by the Sovereign King. Light, life, and liberty are the stones placed adjacently. The way, the truth. Jesus himself, the guide through the Spirit, beckons, come with me, follow my lead. To multitudes of men and women led on the pathway to rest, an interstate connecting the traveler throughout a land of righteousness, peace, and joy provided by the Holy Ghost. A kingdom without end. To the left are fruit trees planted by a river full of life. To the right are green pastures and the hill of the Lord. Straight ahead are the signs read Perfect Love Highway and Trustville 5 miles ahead. For every heart that travels this way, there is no turning back. Somebody say no turning back.
No turning back.
This is the pathway to rest. If you have your Bibles, turn to chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place, somebody say certain place, of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, someone say rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying, and David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things, someone say all things, are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. At origin, humanity was made in the image and likeness of God. Distracted by the notorious intruder known as the devil, we fell from a place of complete peace, complete rest, and authentic spirituality. Somebody say authentic. The roadblocks called deception and unbelief deterred us from the destiny our Father designed, especially for us all. But God, who is rich in mercy, gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to become the ultimate sacrifice and shed innocent blood to reconcile humanity back to the Father. John 14:6 records Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. His will is that we would operate in dominion as his people and live like, somebody say, heaven on earth. Look at your neighbor to the left and say, heaven on earth. Look at your other neighbor and say, heaven on earth. So Jesus paved the way back to Eden. He paved the way back to rest. In the book of Philippians, verse 12 and 13 of chapter 2, Paul said to the church at Philippi, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God, listen to this, for it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. As many of you, I was born and raised in holiness. And every week, every Sunday, sometimes every day of the week, we heard what God expected of us. But oftentimes, we were not told what God was doing in us. Somebody say in us. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We work out what he works in. Say it with me. We work out what he works in. In where? In us. In our hearts. The first stone in the pathway to rest compels us to sanctify ourselves. Somebody say, sanctify yourself. Joshua 3 and 5 says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Today I want to speak on the subject, the pathway to rest. He paved the way. How many know that Jesus paved the way? The good news is he's paved the way. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. Somebody say pathway to rest. The next stone is submission to the Lord. Submit to Jesus as Lord. Yes, he is Savior, but submit to him as Lord. Oftentimes when we hear submission, we think of, oh, you got to obey, yo, you got to obey, I got to do this, I got to do that. But submission, when it's broken down, is to come under the mission of another. When you understand the mission of God and you understand his purpose and how he started the whole process with us being exactly like him, to submit to him is to come under that mission and say, God, work in me. Somebody say, God, work in me. And what he works in you, you begin to work out. Amen. Somebody say, work it out. The good news is, somebody say, the good news is, he's paved the way. He's done the work. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. The next stone on the pathway to rest says, study the word of God to gain the knowledge of God. To know him is to love him. Matthew 11:29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find what? For your souls. The good news is that he's paved the way. By the end of this message, you're going to know that. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the what? Pathway to rest. The next stone in the pathway to rest says, spend time with him to understand his ways. In the Old Testament, the Bible reads that Moses understood the ways of God when the people only understood the works. There are many that follow God just because of what he can do. And our praise centers around that, our worship centers around that, what he's going to do, not what he's already done. In us, in our adoration and reverence for him. I challenge you today, anytime you go in your prayer closet, you go to approach studying the word, come at studying the word of God, expecting God to reveal to you what he's saying, not it saying to you what you want it to say. Oftentimes we go in the word looking for an answer to a question rather than going to the word for the answer already. He said, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, I've already heard you. He's already worked it out. Somebody say he's already worked it out. Because the good news is, he's paved the way. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. The next stone in the pathway to rest says, surround yourself with spirit-led people. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Surrounding yourself with people who are led by the Spirit of God, that actually love God. Yes. Not that we can't be around sinners, not that we can't be around people who don't necessarily know about God, don't necessarily love God, but to surround yourself consistently, daily, hanging out with people who are not saved is not profitable. Somebody say profitable for you. Every law, every expectation of God has a reason. Growing up in holiness, we're often told, as I said before, what's expected of us. A lot of times we're not explained why. A lot of times we're not explained what God is doing in us. But the Bible says, for it is He that works in you to will, somebody say, to will and to do. So He works with your heart. He works with your desire. He works with your heart. He works with your desire. You begin to want to do things that actually please Him. You begin to want to do things that are profitable for you. He says that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Then we go back to the soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He's concerned about your soul. There's a scripture in one of the divisions of Peter where Peter talks to the people of God and says that the goal of your faith is the salvation, the deliverance, the freedom of your soul. Oftentimes we get in a regimen of church, we get in a regimen of doing, get in a regimen of doing, get in a regimen of doing that our soul is dying. Our soul is dying. We're not at rest. We are working for Him rather than working with Him. The scripture says we're workers together with Him. We're workers together with Him because He's already paved the way. The good news is He's paved the way. He's made the way. He's made the crooked way straight, the evil way straight. The good news is the bad news has changed because He's what? Paved the way and placed us on the pathway to rest. As we continue on this pathway to rest, stepping out on the stone of sanctifying ourselves to the stone of submission to Jesus as Lord and not only Savior, followed by the stone of studying the Word of God for the purpose of gaining the knowledge of God, graced then by the presence of the stone of time in His presence. You cannot know someone that you do not spend time with. And I encourage you today, when you go in prayer, to listen. Have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and you get nothing in? They call you, they say what they want. They ask you for some money. They ask you for whatever they want. And then hang up the phone. That is the ultimate disrespect. Does anybody agree with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We often do that to God. We don't give Him time to speak to us.
Come on.
He may just want to say, I love you. Because the last person you heard say that did not show you real love. They said, I love you, and then slept with the sister across the street. Said, I love you, and then stole your money out your purse. But the one who is never changing, there's no shadow of turning in Him, wants to say, I love you. So you hear it from somebody who really does, who is love. Because the good news is, He's paved the way. He's made the crooked way straight and placed us on the pathway to rest. The stone of studying the Word of God for the purpose of gaining the knowledge of God, graced in by the presence of the stone of time in His presence to understand His ways. And the final stone of surrounding ourselves with Spirit-led people, our hearts will sing. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed His own blood for my soul. It is well. it is well with my soul.
To God be the glory for the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Perhaps you listen to me give you a little historical facts. You heard the hype in my voice. At the end of the day, you need to come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Repeat after me, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me.
If you just prayed that prayer, give us a call at our 24-hour prayer center, 202-709-PC4U. That's 202-709-7240.
Hello, this is LaVon Breland. In 2000, I decided to start a minister's fellowship that was very successful on social media networks of old. And recently, by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the Lord told me to relaunch it in a more organized and consistent pattern. And I believe that I have a ministry to offer to ministers at their convenience. And it's simply by joining what we call The Call. The Call is an operation for ministers to collaborate on creative concepts that advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to join us on The Call. Get information about how you can be a part of it. You don't have to be in any type of affiliation. All you have to do is have a desire to be called for the ministry and seek the ministry to advance on earth as it is in heaven, because we're all about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you to join The Call and get involved in relevant revelatory training for today, so you can be the minister that God has called you to be, with the backing of a community of faith that has endless bounds. God bless you, and thank you for joining me on this call. Join us on The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call.
Sold to one that expected ownership eternal, the merchant being man, the first two, denying their very identity, submission to a loyally masked master called sin, never to return again, hope divorced mankind, anonymous papers signed in the ground of Eden. Sovereignty looked in displeasure, and it echoed, "Where are you, Adam?" Cowardly words of blame at each other, male and female, started the gender battle that some remain in even to this day. But don't despair, because after the intermission of man's thousand-year journey, the master playwright continues with a hero, a messiah, a savior who causes the great symmetry of time. It starts over with him, conquering sin in the flesh he, like no other, could rip the partitioning wall that was built by the moment of shame in Eden, giving eternal access to man with the Father. Redeemed, redeemed, man is redeemed, the angelic choir sings with the harmonies this earth has yet to hear. It's clear, fear has no grip, death has lost its sting, let freedom ring, the song of redemption.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. I wanted to come on personally and give God praise and glory for the things that he's doing in this ministry. What we realized in the programming that this coming Sunday is Father's Day. And we thank God for the message charging us to the pathway to rest, and that was such a blessing. And in addition to that, I wanted to take time to personally come on as the founder and congratulate and salute those of people who have taken, those men rather, who have taken on the responsibility of being a father. And of course, there's no greater title that God could ever give a man than the title of a father, because the only other entity that he gives the privilege of that title is himself, which means we have to depend on God to uphold and shape the direction and the destiny and the dynasty, if you will, of our plans when it comes to us being good fathers after his own hearts. And there are many different types of fathers. There are spiritual fathers. There are fathers, godfathers, those who are set to display God. And then there are also natural fathers, of course, parental fathers, like that. But whatever case or arena that you are, we want to salute and charge the men this year to take on ownership and then invest in the lives of the next generation so they can experience what it means to have fathers in their lives. Perhaps many men that are listening to the broadcast may be like myself who don't have any natural children. I strive and endeavor to impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding into many of the next generation after me, simply because I know that generation has been deprived of fatherhood. And partly the reason is because the generation that I exist in and those ahead of me have not truly experienced the authority and the anointing of fatherhood. So we thank God that this Sunday is highlighting the emphasis of celebrating those men that have stepped up to the plate to do what most men have feared to do, and that is to take into consideration the lives of others over the lives of themselves. And we want to salute those men to continue to do that, but also charge the men of God to embody that name, to embody the essence behind that name. And that is the name that we give to the one that we rely that is superior to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is Father God, in whom the whole world exists by his mighty hand. I wanted to encourage you in this season to reflect the image of God the Father in your conduct, in your commitment, in your convictions, in your character, as you display the role of a father to someone else, whether they be biological, spiritual, or social. Let's show the world this year that God still has men of God that can exemplify the character of God, so that the word of God will be exemplified to a people that know not God. So I thank you for that privilege. Can I pray for the men around the world today in honor of fathers? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad. We thank you because we have confidence in calling on your name because of the finished work of the cross. That cross reminds us that when we call upon your name, we can become whatever you have designed us and preordained for our lives to be. We rely on you, Lord Jesus, to reveal to us our purpose, our passions, our pursuits, as we dedicate ourselves to achieving the predestined path that you have for our lives. I speak to every man under the sound of my voice and those that would hear it on various waves, that they would awaken the seed of purpose in their lives and pursue after God with all their heart, soul, and mind. Lord, I ask that you would ignite a fire within us by your Spirit to awaken and to be alert and aware of not only the awesomeness of your presence, but the attitude that we should have for the next generation. Father, there are many that are not experiencing the role and the rulership that comes from authoritative voices that you have titled and coined Father. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that by intersection of divine means that you would cause these men to run into their purposes and your plans, not only for themselves, but for the generations that they have influence over. Holy Spirit, as a great enlightener and awakener of truth through your Spirit, we ask that you would invade the hearts and the minds of men, call them back to the conscience and the convictions of Christ that caused him to lay down his life for God's love for the world. Father, I thank you, Lord, that these men that I'm praying for would know to exist as a father is to unite with you. So, Father, I pray that they will come into the knowledge of the truth of who you are and how you are. Father, in all things, we'll give you alone all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord, that even on this Father's Day, you have still stepped in and been fathers to the fatherless and even mothers to the motherless. Father, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the times we have to voice who you are to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, men, what better way to start off Father's Day and beyond with confessing the Lord Jesus as your Savior? The Bible says that anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and he will in no wise cast you out or cast you down. If you call on him, he will answer you, and he will save you, and he will bring you into the knowledge of the truth. And that truth that you become acquainted with and know will make you free. It starts out with saying in Romans 10:9-10 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Would you repeat after me? I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me at Calvary. Now, on our website, we have a prayer center that you can call 24 hours a day. And there's a number that will be given to you once you call that number if you want to speak with someone. And we know that just the confession of salvation means nothing unless it is enlightened with the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we want to encourage you to receive the fullness of the Spirit through evidence with speaking in unknown tongues as the Spirit give utterance. And so please call there and request that number so that when you can speak to a prayer representative that is on 24 hours a day that can pray that you receive the evidence of the Holy Spirit, which is speaking in unknown tongues. We thank God for that precious gift that also enables us to live the Christian life with confidence and knowing that God is with us, God is for us, God is in us. And with that, he is more than the world that is against us. So listen, keep listening to the broadcast. This summer is going to be an experience like no other. We're looking forward to new programming this fall and throughout the summer. We're looking forward to interviews and various musical celebrations and all kinds of things. We thank you, each of you who are listening to this broadcast. We are growing by the numbers. I want to see it in the 50,000s by September, and we're close to 30,000. So we need about 20 more thousand listeners to download our teachings, which they do on a weekly basis, and or listen to them via online or internet. So we thank you for listening to the broadcast. We do not take your time and your consideration to study the Word of God lightly, but we take it seriously. Also, in addition to this particular class, daily we are releasing classic teachings of the Word of God that help you live out the Christian life practically. And so we have teachings on our Facebook group called the Systematic Faith Class. Systematic Faith Class, a step-by-step teachers from all over the world teaching the Word of God on various subjects every day. You can join. It costs you nothing to join, but it will give you more than what you paid for. So we thank God that that means is there to share the gospel. So join us. We want to see those numbers increase as well. Join us on Systematic Faith Classes, and on every Tuesday, we're going to be on the air teaching the Word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? We are dedicated to do this on a consistent basis, as we have since 2008, and seen God done the miraculous on this program. So we thank you for listening to this broadcast. We know your lives will never be the same. Also, tweet us. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on almost every social media out here. And, of course, we're on Blog Talk Radio, where we have thousands, literally hundreds of hours of of teaching of the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, from subjects, from practical information, leadership, spiritual understanding, the Word of God, practical studies of the Bible, and more. And we also have a Bible college as well where you can go and enhance and go further in the things of God. So thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. We know that your lives will never be the same. In Jesus' name, keep listening. Join us in the study of God's Word. Get to learn us. Learn more about our ministry, and we will do our best to communicate to you and connect to you. God bless you and good night.